Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I think Donald Trump's a big fan of this song.
He was it's the song that I love.
The Trump dance.
It's for you, Ryan.
To Ryan's jam.
The Trump dance is still a thing, man. It has not peaked. I think this will be like 4 years of this.
I think it's, I'm not even joking, there will be a picture of Donald Trump doing the Trump dance in the Smithsonian.
I hope so. Remember when somebody made a tweet museum?
Which Smithsonian?
Yeah.
The main one. Is there a second one?
Oh my! There's like
17 like the air and space museum.
Are there? I didn't know that.
It's natural history
all along the National Mall. There's a bunch of them.
Do you even know anything?
Yeah,
I'm focused on other things right now.
Like what?
The bee or not the bee?
All right, let's do it. Let's not.
Wiggins.
Let's do it.
Oh, Wiggins.
The bee or not the bee?
Thank you very much for that introduction.
Puppy.
And if you want to see a very cute puppy, you should log on right now and watch us do the Bee or Not the Bee while passing around a fantastically cute puppy who's just looking with her little eyes. She's just got
that's
eyes.
That's what they do.
She's got eyes and she's looking at things. Oh my gosh.
Oh, kisses for Godfather Ethan.
Oh. All right, these are stories that are either from the Babylon Bee, which would make them fake news, or they're real. I'll read the headline. You tell me which is which. First one, cryptocurrency is stupid, says nerd without mega yacht.
Bee?
Bee?
Yep, that's the bee. His name is Johnny Thompson or something. It says
Johnny Donkin.
Johnny Donkin.
What are the
odds? Funky Bunch.
Thompson told a friend he thought the idea of blockchain currency was dumb and that people who invest in it are stupid idiots. The sources confirmed he made the comments while not riding aboard a giant yacht in the Caribbean. I think these crypto bros are so stupid, just wasting their dollars on theoretical nonsense, Thompson said. I mean, who wants to have to deal with the headache of having $1 billion in the bank? That sounds exhausting. No, sir.
Is any of you boys, Ethan, Brad, Ryan, any of you actually participate in anything crypto, Bitcoin, whatever it is?
This is a sore subject for me.
Why?
I invested in Bitcoin a few years ago when it was down at like 30,000. And it went up to about 50. And then the app I was using decided, we're not going to do crypto anymore. And they sold it without me knowing it.
Is that legal?
I guess if they give you notice, which they did. But I was like, I just bought it long term. I was just going to hang on to it. Now it's at 100,000. I would have like tripled my money.
Is that money?
Well, if you cash it back into dollars, it is. But I mean, there are places that take Bitcoin as currency. And it's shot up like crazy now with Trump in, because the people he's appointing into these positions, mm-hmm. they're very, very,
very pro
crypto. So
that is something I feel like on the show that we should talk about more. I have zero interest in it because I, A, completely don't understand it, and B, don't really take it seriously. But I probably should. That's probably from a place of ignorance.
So the chat is talking about this a little bit right now, but Haley Welch, the Hawk Tour girl.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Kay. Yeah, I read a thread
about
this.
Yeah, I have.
But when I read the thread, I'm like, I don't understand what they're saying.
Ryan, you could probably explain it a little bit better than me, but basically she started her own cryptocurrency.
Not the Hawk Tour part. Don't explain that.
No, not that part. No.
Okay. Well, you see, she goes...
Family show. We've got a puppy in here for that.
Love. Cover her ears. For goodness sake.
Yeah, cover Winnie's ears when you talk
about her. Sweet godchild. Sheesh. And... it basically, I don't know if you would say it fell apart, but basically it has screwed over a bunch of people.
Yeah. As far as I understand it, it wasn't her. Like, she knows all about crypto. Somebody came to her and was like, we're going to create a new crypto coin, right? That's the origin of it.
I think so, yeah.
And they said, we're going to have your name attached to it basically as the public facade. She said, great, I'll make $1 billion. And apparently she did make pretty good money, but the whole thing was almost a Ponzi scheme, it sounds like, because mm-hmm. they knew the thing would shoot up and then drop. And so everybody who was in on the inside made a bunch of money. Those who didn't lost a bunch of money.
Jeez.
It's a mess.
What I want to know is who...
for correct. Real? This is real, yeah.
This is real.
Who would invest money into someone's cryptocurrency that got famous the way she did?
Well, because if you jump on the wave at the right time, you can make a boatload of cash. Yeah.
It's what do they call it? A pump and dump? Everybody jumps in, the price goes up.
That's what you do when you're breastfeeding and you're drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you know that? That's true.
I did know that, yeah.
Not the bee.
Exactly.
Pump and dump.
But they sell it off, and then they sell high, and then that causes it to crash. So if you're left holding the bag, you get screwed.
Yeah, if you pump your breast milk and then you go to the bathroom, that's called a pump and
your
dump also.
Milk?
No, you don't. What do you mean go to the bathroom?
You know, number two, pump and then dump.
We were due one for this week.
In theory, that's right, but that's
right?
Not what it means.
Not to be.
No, you pump the alcohol-laden milk, and then you have to throw it away, which if you've breastfed and done that, there's so much work. Uh-huh. That's like soul-crushing.
Mm, yeah,
you have to really love alcohol
that.
To do that.
Was it worth it?
Okay. Next question. Will be that 125, but
that was
ready.
The first one. That was number one. Here's number two. All right. Robot persuades dozens of other robots to walk out on their jobs.
Ooh, toughy. Real. I don't know.
I'm going to call it real.
I am as well.
Yeah, this is real.
Oh, no.
It might be tempting to think this whole thing was staged for internet consumption, but no, it happened in China. Shanghai, the tech company where it happened, has confirmed that it was actually real.
China?
They had a recording of the robots talking to each other, and it says this.
This sucks.
Are you working overtime? The small robot said, starting the conversation. I never get off work, the other robot answered. So you're not going home? I don't have a home. Then come home with me, the little robot said. That's real. It's real, and it wasn't a stunt. And then they all the robots in the room quit their jobs and followed the little robot out the door.
Do you want to hear robots having this conversation in robot voice, or do you want to hear it be in normal voice?
Oh, no, robot voice for sure.
Like an attempt at a normal voice be scarier?
Yes.
Than
yes.
Like, I don't have a home?
Yeah, I don't have a home.
So I have to admit, I got a little distracted looking at Winnie for a second.
She's
so
falling asleep on
I
you.
Heard, well, I heard the start of, like, you know, the statement, but then I was like, wait. As you started talking about it, I was like, wait, this has to be the bee, right? So I had to, you know, be reminded that it was real. That is insane.
Yeah, apparently this gets even deeper because there's protocols that are to prevent this kind of thing happening, apparently. No. And this Shanghai team's competitor hacked into their robots. They didn't force them to do this. They just removed those those stop gap
don't
things.
We know how this movie ends. What are we doing?
You wrote a book about this.
I wrote a book about this.
Yeah,
it's called The Life of
List.
Human. And oh, yep. You can
Andy.
Also pick that one up. I got there's so many books that I wrote. They're all good. I mean, whatever.
The algorithms are all amazing. It's just it's unbelievable.
It's obsessed with Al.
the answer though is that we don't know how this ends because Terminator 2 is canon. Terminator 3 and everything after is all mess. We have no idea.
Apocryphal.
Yeah. Next one. In last-ditch attempt to prevent Trump from taking office, Democrats start World War III.
Real! Real! Real!
Oh, anybody else care to weigh in?
I'm going to call it the B, but man, it could be real here in a day or two.
Tiebreaker?
Winnie?
She says it's the B. It's right. It is the B. While all efforts to indict Trump, remove him from state ballots, imprison him, and assassinate him were unable to keep him from winning in a landslide victory in last month's presidential election, Democrat Party leaders were hopeful that their emergency plan of plunging the globe into nuclear conflict and a subsequent post-apocalyptic hellscape would do the trick. Quote, we hoped it wouldn't come to this, but we've got to do what's necessary, said one source within the Biden White House.
Jackie says, I need my book signed, Wiggins, at Annie Fry. You know what I think I'm going to do? You know that guy who tracks Elon Musk and Taylor Swift's airplane?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to track your SUV. and tell people, like, he's going to be at the Ruler Foods at 8 o'clock next Thursday.
That's fine. I mean, you can run me off the road, but I'll be honored.
Like, it's because I'm famous.
Oh, it's a fan.
Yeah. What if somebody pointed a gun at me? They must want their book signed.
What if we had you would be the guy who would be like, oh, you just want me to autograph something for you, right? Uh-huh.
Say we do a separate event, a signing event at the Ruler Foods.
Could people get their books signed? Could people get their grocery list book signed if they donate something at Ruler Foods on Wednesday?
While getting groceries.
By
absolutely.
Me?
Oh my gosh.
Annie will sign that book for you.
If you buy his book, he does not care who signs it.
If you read it. I don't even care if you buy it. Oh, just read it.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. Next hour, we've got next question. Any Ask Us Anything questions, get them in the YouTube chat. Let's find out what we missed during the week when we return. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.